Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is October 24, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, the United Nations Charter goes into force. In 1946, a camera on board the V-2 No. 13 rocket takes the first photograph of Earth from outer space. In 1947, Walt Disney testifies to the House Un-American Activities Committee, naming Disney employees he believes to be communist. In 1954, Dwight Eisenhower pledges United States support to South Vietnam. In 1957, the United States Air Force Air Research and Development Command issues a proposal for a hypersonic glide rocket weapon system, otherwise known as Dinosaur. In 1960, an R-16 ballistic missile explodes on the launch pad at the Soviet Union's Baikonur Cosmodrome, killing over 100. In 1964, Northern Rhodesia gains independence from the United Kingdom and becomes the Republic of Zambia. Southern Rhodesia remained as a colony. In 1973, the Yom Kippur War officially comes to an end on this day. In 1977, Veterans Day is observed on the fourth Monday in October for the seventh and last time. This holiday is once again observed on November 11th, beginning the following year, 1978. In 1980, Poland, the government of Poland, legalizes the Solidarity Trade Union. In 1986, Nazar Hindawi is sentenced to 45 years in prison, the longest sentence handed down by a British court for the attempted bombing on an LL flight at Heathrow. After the verdict, the United Kingdom breaks diplomatic relations with Syria, claiming that Hindawi is helped by Syrian officials. And, in 1990, Italian Prime Minister Giulio Andreotti reveals that to the Italian Parliament the existence of Gladio, the Italian, quote-unquote, stay-behind clandestine paramilitary NATO army. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, October 24. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.